This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Great to have you with us here on this Tuesday, and hope you'll join our conversation. And as I always say, take it in whatever direction you'd like to take it. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. And it's open lines. Whatever's on your mind, we want to hear from you. Once again, 360-676-5464. Spit it out, Joe. And northbound I-5 still impacted by this collision. Looks like things still backed up past Main Street. On northbound I-5, this is at Ferndale because of this crash blocking the right lane near Portal Way. So just be aware of that. If you're heading north on I-5, it's going to take you a little extra time to get through that. You have to get over to the left to get past, but traffic is getting past, but the right lane still blocked. That's been going on for over an hour, maybe an hour and a half, something like that. So, word to the wise, if you're headed north on I-5, it'll be delayed there near Portal Way in Ferndale. But yes, we do want to hear from you, whatever is on your mind. 360-676-5464, and let's get started with Lou in Linden today. Hi, Lou.
Hi, Joe. Giving a shout-out to the Republicans in the House today. They voted to impeach Mayorkas. As you know, Mayorkas has an open border policy, and he's let in more fentanyl and illegal criminal aliens, not just people coming in to work. He's let in more fentanyl and criminal aliens than any other president, than any other secretary. And I agree that that's what they should do. I know that the Senate will be dominated by a leftist extremist who probably won't remove him from office, but that's the way it goes. At least they stood up in the House and did what they had to do.
Okay.
Their constitutional duty. Their constitutional duty is to protect we the people, and Mayorkas and his buddies have failed miserably at that.
You don't think this is just plain politics, especially during an election year?
Dead people, Joe.
Dead people.
By the tens of thousands, women raped and murdered by these fiends that are coming over the border. That's not politics, Joe. That's reality 101.
Now, fiends, I mean, do you have numbers to prove that the people that are coming across are hardened criminals and are preying on Americans?
Obviously, Joe, many of them are just children, women, desperate to get opportunities and free stuff. Go on welfare, free education. That's obviously a big draw. But along with those people are coming unvetted people who bring not only dangerous drugs and weapons. They're bringing weapons over the border. But we've got Islamists coming over, too, who are planning 9/11-style attacks at shopping malls, at schools, etc. So, yeah, we're in deep doo-doo, and we got to get some sensible people in office, or it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Okay. All right, Lou. I don't know. That sounds like a scary scenario. Not one that I share, but as far as the concerns, I think there's maybe more important work that the House could be at other than impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary. But that's Jim's thought, and I know he's not alone. Let's go to Jim in Bellingham. Hi, Jim.
Repeat that, please, Joe.
Repeat what?
You used my name, and I wasn't quite listening.
Oh, Jim in Bellingham.
Okay, well, I'll go on with it anyway.
What? I don't know what you're saying. No reading today, okay? You just relate what you want to tell
okay,
us.
Okay, well, I take notes, Joe. That helps me along.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to point out two things. First is a brief thing. Dennis Prager says that Hamas could be the Singapore if it really wanted to. Of course, That means Singapore is kind of like the financial center of Southeast Asia. But someone has to do the work, as I pointed out before. And we have financial companies here in Bellingham that, you know, trade money and whatever, capital, home mortgages and all sorts of things. But someone has to actually produce the wealth. And so I think Dennis Prager is way off on that. But I'll go on with this maybe more important point. I'll ask Tim from Everson, what's more important, making sure everyone except the right people are slaving away dutifully and painfully, or do something necessary and point out that if we don't begin doing something about the problem that we are not doing much about, which is global warming, our lives and those to come after us are seriously jeopardized. To put it more bluntly, it could be ball game, because if Donald, noting that the COP, Conference of Parties, 28, I believe it was, 20-something, maybe 25, meeting last year that was a cordoned-off business seminar for the fossil fuel interests. And we can, if we're willing to change, to do with less, reduce population and consume less, then we can do that. But no one seems to be worrying about it too much. And I hate to see what's going to happen this summer. You know, it was a few years ago, we had 111 degrees down south of here. And bringing that to your attention, because if we don't do anything, it's already 80 degrees in Indiana. You know, it's not going to go all. I think there was a report on your news bit just a few minutes ago how it's very dry around here. And, you know, on and on and on.
We got a drought emergency declared. And I share your concern about climate change. And you say, you know, not much is being done. Well, there are things are being done. But, I mean, when you're talking about millions upon millions upon millions of people making, you know, changing their lifestyles and hundreds of countries making this change, it's not an easy task, and to change how we produce energy, how we heat our homes, how we cool our homes, how we, you know, how we get around. And this is something that's not going to happen overnight. It should have started earlier, the effort, and it should be, I think, more a little more intense. But at the same time, to say that nothing is happening, I don't think that's correct. But you know, we're a complicated species, and we're a lot of individuals, and I don't think the government should just declare, okay, as of this date, we won't use fossil fuels.
That's boilerplate, Joe. That's boilerplate.
Well, what's your answer then, Jim? Does the government declare? Let me ask you. You talk about this all the time. Is it as simple as just declaring? Should the government just say no more fossil fuels as of next January 1st,
can't do that, but I've called many times. I've mentioned Bioneers. You can look it up on the computer. Bioneers, they're talking about we have to reduce our consumption pretty drastically, and no one's really willing to do that. So I'm saying if we don't do that and reduce our consumption, switch to primarily solar power, wind power is okay. Solar power is more competitive, but we still subsidize oil. And that's the thing that we could all realize, that we shouldn't be subsidizing oil companies. And yet we are. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just bringing it up as a point. Look at Bioneers on the Internet, and they have a plan for it. And John Kerry is a not likely person to actually carry forth with, but he was the one that was kind of the big wig at the Bioneers conference. It was on cable access. I see it down in Seattle. So I'm just saying, if we don't do something, that's fine. We'll have to pay the price for it. And
We're going to pay the price to one degree.
That's why I bring it to your attention.
Okay. All right, Jim. Well, we are going to pay the price to one degree or another. No pun intended there, but we are. And future generations are going to pay the price, just as any polluting we do of the earth is somebody is going to experience it, and in a negative way, and it's definitely going to bring about changes. That's for sure. We can't deny it. the same time, to say that nothing is being done, I don't think that's correct necessarily, but more needs to be done, sure. But by and large, I mean, you know, most of the countries that have come together on this issue are not dictatorships, and they don't want to just declare and say, okay, to their populations, okay, we're going to make this change no matter how painful it is for you. But and maybe that's just being politically prudent, but there's a bit of realism in that as well. Let's see, real quick, let's go to Rich in Ferndale. Hey, Rich.
Hi, Joe. That was a marvelous level of engagement with Jim. That was very entertaining.
Oh, well.
That was nice. He needs to be challenged a little bit. It's the same subject over and over, but I suppose they could say that about me, too. So,
well, not really. We talk about different stuff.
We're paying the price already for environmentalism. Housing costs and the cost of doing business in Washington State and the United States, but mainly here, is very high because of our environmental regulations. It's very hard to build anything, very hard to start or do any kind of business. We have a lot of red tape in the name of saving the environment. Environmental studies, wetland studies, all these things that have to happen before you can touch dirt and build anything. So we are paying the price. I mean, the realtors say there's $100,000 per house in government red tape. That's not construction costs. These are fees, taxes, everything to do with the government. In Seattle, it's $200,000. This was said on the 8 o'clock morning show 3-4 months ago. They had some realtors in there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'd want to see numbers that would apply to each and every home that's built.
New home.
Maybe,
but, Joe, you're not going to...
Big McMansion that's built in a rural area that has some environmentally sensitive areas in it,
so
whether wetland or what have you.
And an expert gives a number on the air and you don't agree with it, there's no point in showing you anything,
okay.
Joe.
I go to a builder, I say I'm going to build this house, it's $200,000, and I don't know what, I've never
way
built
more
a
than
house.
That.
But
so he
says, oh yeah, well, but it's going to cost $100,000 because I've never seen that. I mean, I'll go and look and see what it costs for permitting here in the city of Bellingham. I don't think it's $100,000.
Whatcom County. Taxes and everything. All the government costs tied together in a housing project. These are experts, Joe. They know what they're talking about. But anyway, we shouldn't argue because I could show you evidence. Ain't going to matter. But recycling. Did you see the thing I sent you about the CBS Sunday morning show?
I didn't see the particular broadcast, but I saw your email.
So, being that CBS is fairly liberal, you should believe what they say. And they say only 5 to 6% of plastics that we think are getting recycled are actually recycled in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it still goes to landfills. And the odd thing I wonder about with environmentalists and all the saving the earth stuff, no one talks about landfills. These are going to be, in a few hundred years, the scourge of the planet.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what these landfills are going to look like in the future. Like, there's one in Everett along I-5 that we all drive by, those big mounds of what looks like grass, and there's little pipes sticking up, and it's right on the water. That's a landfill.
Yeah.
That's a capped-off landfill. What's that going to be like in the future? And if we're not really recycling, it's a big sham on the United States citizens who think they are recycling when they really are not.
So
I would love for a local reporter to find out what our recycling does, Joe. When we put it in that bin, where does it go? I'd love to know that.
Well, who do you blame for that? I guess if there's not
the
a market
industry,
for... Well, it's there's well, got to be a market. Because, you know, and we had, you know, saw that, you know, several years ago, I think it was. A lot of this plastic we'd ship off to Asia and supposedly to be recycled. And then China said, no, we're not going to accept that any longer. And so now we have it.
Walk,
and there's not really a, as I understand, there's not a very... the broad infrastructure for recycling this stuff.
It doesn't matter. If we want to save the earth, we got to do what we got to do. We should be hand sorting and recycling. We're not doing it. So
I
we
agree.
Live in a time of many lies. And if we're going to talk the talk, we better walk the walk. So there's a lot of things that go on that people don't really know the actual truth. And if it is true that only 5 to 6% of the stuff we put in the bins is recycled, then why do we have the bins? We're wasting time and energy separating stuff for zero reason.
Well, if at least 5 to 6% is being recycled, at least some of it is. But I think we could do a lot more. But there has to be a market for it, and
we can create the market.
Well, you know, that's the thing about the private sector is if there's not a profit motive, it sees no reason to get involved in that and to.
Right, but that's
to do
where
anything.
Your government comes in.
Exactly.
You think the government can fix everything.
Well, the government then has to fund those efforts. If there's going to be anything to happen.
We have a labor force sitting in jail that we could utilize to hand sort this garbage. It's a very simple job. You stand by conveyor and you sort. So let's get the prisoners to do that.
All right.
This is very simple, basic logic from 50 years ago that we refuse to use today.
We got a whole.
There's so many things.
Slave labor just waiting at our doorstep. I'm being kind of facetious, but that's what it sounds like. Quick break. Back with more. We got Tim, Bruce, Robert on the line. Thanks, Rich. And we'll be back in just a moment. 360-676-5464.
This is Steve Jostens for Hinton Chevrolet. Spring is here, and it's time for that post-winter service checkup. Call Matt, Derek, or Adon today to schedule your appointment and be ready for that summer vacation. Sit and enjoy the massage chairs while you wait.
Hinton Chevrolet, doing business with a tradition of trust since 1947. Located on the Guide in Linden, across from McDonald's, or online at hintonmotors.com.
Trust. It's the foundation of every lock and key, and it's the reason Accurate Lock and Security has been serving Northwest Washington for over 90 years, because people know that Accurate are the ones you can trust to protect your valuables. From Abloy to Medico to Keymark, Accurate's high security locks offer a patented key blank that only contracted dealers can cut, extreme resistance to physical attack, and a variety of security enhancements to bolster your protection. Accurate Lock and Security, the security professional team. Online at AccurateLock.net.
P&W Perks has given you a chance to create amazing memories that will last a lifetime for half the price this week with Outer Island Excursions. Dive into the heart of nature with Killer Whale Tours, home of the guaranteed killer whale sightings. With Outer Island Excursions, you'll experience the thrill of seeing majestic creatures in their natural habitat. Their high-speed boats, manned by trained naturalists, will whisk you away on an unforgettable adventure. Perfect for all ages, tours offer an inspiring way to spend time with your loved ones. Picture yourself surrounded by stunning views, creating unique memories with your family and friends. Don't miss out on the feast for the senses that await you this summer. Visit orcawatching.com and reserve your tours before dates fill up. Outer Island Excursions is not just a tour, it's a journey into the awe-inspiring beauty and untamed wilderness. Create exhilarating memories with Outer Island Excursions and P&W Perks. Visit pnwperks.com to get half off at Outer Island Excursions this Thursday at 8 a.m. That's at pnwperks.com.
Hi, this is Nikki Reimers, and I just won $1,000.
Nikki's our latest Grand in Your Hand winner.
I'm super shocked and excited.
You could be next. Just listen for our $1,000 keyword each weekday during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours. Enter before midnight at kgmi.com. It's that easy.
Yeah, it was very easy. I just listened on my way dropping my kids off to school.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand next.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
And once again, slow going northbound I-5 at Ferndale. This crash at Portal Way looks like a semi-truck involved. It's off to the end of the ditch on the right-hand side. Right lane is blocked, and that's been going on for at least a couple of hours. So very slow there. You need to get over to the left to get by at this point. But with the semi in the ditch there, or off the roadway, it looks like might be some time before they get that cleared, as they I'll have to work to get that out of the way. But once again, northbound I-5, Portal Way is where that crash is, and it's backing things up pretty badly past Main Street at this point, it looks like, at least to Main Street. So. Just expect slowdowns there northbound I-5 near Ferndale. And right back to phones we go here on KGMI. And let's see, Bruce in Bellingham's on the line. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I'd like to echo the gentleman in Linden, the first caller.
Lou in Linden, okay.
Lou, yeah, I agree totally with him. And I wanted to mention also that I think the estimates that I heard were about 8 million illegal immigrants have been admitted, have been accounted for. Mm-hmm. And then they estimate that about 3 million are getaways. We don't know about them, but they got in and they're out there somewhere.
Okay.
But another thing I'd like to mention was that on CBS News at the top of the hour, Chuck Schumer was talking about the Mayorkas impeachment proceeding, and he said that if we proceeded with the impeachment, more chaos would just erupt. Well, that he lives in a broom closet. I think he needs to turn the light switch on. Because if he looks at these numbers that I just mentioned, we've got serious problems with the immigration. And okay. Everybody knows it except Chuck.
Okay.
And I think they should proceed with these, whether he's impeached legally or not. I don't know, and I really don't care. But we should, at least it's getting more attention to this problem.
Is that, in your mind, is that the most pressing problem facing the nation that Congress should be dealing with?
No.
I mean, okay, what's that?
You want me to go off subject?
No, I guess I'm just asking about that issue because, it's beaten on day in and day out, that drum. And, the border, the border, the border, the border. And is that all that we have to worry about?
As far as domestic problems, yes.
Okay.
Bad in crime, but crime is coming down. But there a lot of it is that it's unreported too. But as far as internationally, these two wars we've got going on now too are really very important.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine and Israel. And Israel is still, we really don't know what's going to happen there. We don't know what's going to happen in Ukraine either. But,
exactly.
Ukraine is kind of a standoff.
Right.
But the Israel thing, I think right now, because the oil is so concerned and the pricing is so volatile and pricing is going up because of it, that the Israel conflict is most important internationally.
Okay. All right, Bruce. Thanks for
your
thoughts.
You.
Good to hear from you. Let's go to Jack down in Everett. Hey, Jack.
Hello there, sir. First and foremost, Bruce and Lou are delusional thinking that the Republicans are doing anything. It's just a show to try to get elected.
Okay.
Secondly, am I the only one that pictures the leader of the band on The Princess Bride whenever I hear Dennis Prager talk? Remember the guy that was... Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. Okay.
That guy.
Okay. Right? The head villain that kidnapped the princess. Yeah. Inconceivable.
And then... Third, Jim mentioned in his speech, if he would have paused for a second, he would have realized that he said the key to the whole thing was reduce population. And that's what this is all about. You make it harder on people. People have more heart attacks. People do more drugs, do more alcohol. They cheat. They lie. They steal. And we reduce population. That's the big thing that the people that are preaching global warming are really concerned about, because windmills aren't it. It's carbon footprint of, 100 diesel generators just to mine the products between them. I mean, they outlawed strip mining for copper in the United States back in the 70s, but yet that's the way they get the components to build the batteries for the electric vehicles. So they're ruining hundreds of thousands of acres to make batteries for these battery-operated cars. Mm. And my favorite is Nissan says zero emissions. Really? 7 lifetimes worth of emissions just to get the components to make it. And they're all made out of petroleum products. So the oil industry is still going to be sitting well.
Well,
plastic and glass and everything like that is made, manufactured, and everything with oil.
Well, and that would be, to me, an argument for us to not use it as a fuel for our transportation, because
it's the most efficient.
But it's not. Our gasoline engines are not that efficient. I mean, they work really well, but as far as the efficiency, they're not terribly efficient. As far as the energy that they get out of the gasoline.
Real quick on efficiency. I had a 65 GMC when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. The thing got 20 miles to the gallon, pulling a boat fully loaded with wood. It didn't matter. It always got 20 miles to the gallon. And I was a high school student, so I paid attention to these things. Every dollar counted.
Right.
Fast forward, I bought a brand new 2002 Chevy. That's how long it's been since I had any money. But this was back when it was brand new. And for the first year, I got 23 miles to the gallon. So they had all of those things put on there for energy efficiency and all that other stuff, and here we go, and we're getting better. So it was roughly 10% better on fuel economy. Uh-huh. And then they went to the 10% ethanol blend as a rule instead of as an experiment, and I never got above 15 miles to the gallon unless I used ethanol free gas after that.
Well, yeah, but part of the big part of the ethanol in gasoline is the issue of smog and other that type of pollutant, ozone in especially in urban areas, and so that really pushed a lot of the drive to include to use ethanol as an additive and to
you know that diesel exhaust fluid, DEF.
The what?
The diesel exhaust fluid.
Diesel
exhaust fluid, DEF.
Hmm. I'm not.
It's what all the diesel motors were required to do because California made it a law.
Oh yeah, my brother-in-law's got a diesel truck that I think he has to put that in.
Right, and so they made it to where the motor will actually bog down and shut down if you don't have that exhaust fluid in there. But here's the deal. California's trying to outlaw DEF because they found out that it kills the fish.
Well, see, there's always always an unintended consequence. All right, Jack, thanks for your call. I've got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more. We got Tim, Michelle, Robert on the line, and we'll get to you, too, 360-676-5464, whatever you have to talk about.
Hello, folks. This is elder law attorney Phil George, the host of The Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
Stop by Dewey Griffin Subaru whenever your Subaru needs a quick service and a car wash. Check out Dewey's Express Service Center. It's fast, convenient, and best of all, there's no appointment necessary. Open 6 days a week, including Saturdays. Stop by for your next oil change or any other minor maintenance, and you'll get a free car wash with any service. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded and community-driven, and the only certified Subaru tire and service center in Whatcom County.
Ready to build that new home? Do you want precision site preparations, seamless drainage systems, and sturdy house foundations? Honkoop Gravel is your answer. Experience is the difference of their full-service civil contractors and state-of-the-art heavy equipment. With over 45 years of service, they ensure quality done right the first time. Honkoop Gravel, the professional team you want for your next project. In Linden or at honkoopgravel.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects. 360-676-5464.
Great to have you with us. And once again, northbound I-5 is slow at Ferndale due to this accident at Portal Way. A semi-truck off to the side there, or off in the ditch, and very slow going. It's been going on for a couple of hours and might take some more time. Well, likely will take a pretty good stretch of time yet to get that truck out of there. It is off in the ditch, so some heavy equipment in the area. And traffic is getting by on the right, but so you need to, or I mean on the left, sorry. The right lane is blocked, so you need to get over to the left to get past that situation. And we'll do our best to keep you up to speed here on KGMI. Let's go to Robert in Bellingham. Hi, Robert.
Hello. I got a couple of things. I'm doing my part by bicycling.
Okay.
So, and I think there's a shortage of single-family lots available, so it is more expensive to build a house that way. But I live in a studio apartment, and I'm 10 minutes from most of my errands, so I'm living a pretty good life myself. But the main thing I was going to talk about is yesterday Rich commented on my call about that we can't just turn the other cheek, so to speak, that we do sometimes have to have a good military. And I do agree with that. And I was really pleased when they were able to use the Iron Dome and shoot down the drones that were coming from Iran before they damaged any targets. So things like that I'm in favor of. I'm in favor of a good technological defense. And that's one of the things you get from an open-minded society. You can get technology that you can use to develop. Weapons are good for defense is good, but I think they can go too far on the offensive side. But obviously, like why I agree with that we need police and so forth sometimes. If there's somebody coming to get you, you do need to defend yourself.
Yeah. Well, and that's true. And I think it's just being realistic that there are people that will that don't have good intentions and will take advantage and will in a national sense will attack another and for whatever reason. And that's I would agree that we have to be prepared to take drastic action at times. I think we resort to violence too quickly in many cases, or think that that's the best route to take. But all right.
I'm pretty much a fan of open-mindedness, tolerance, religious open-mindedness, science, and all of that. And I believe in trying to lean in the direction of compassion toward people. I think that's an ideal society, but we can't always do that. So I think there are times when we do need to defend ourselves and be realistic at the same time. I kind of believe in the balance.
All right, Robert.
Basically.
Yeah, all right. And that's what we need, I think, to achieve is a measure of balance, right? Thanks for your call. Let's go to Forrest in Sudden Valley. Hi, Forrest.
Hi, Joe. Say, I'm calling about the city of Bellingham's proposal now to remove a lane of traffic on East Holly Street between Ellis and Bay Street to install a new bicycle lane.
Uh-huh.
And the city of Bellingham has a great bicycle network, and that's really great for the people who can use it. The only problem is that I think it's really a foolish idea to be removing lanes of traffic for automobiles on our major thoroughfares. And I can cite one example already where it has really screwed up the traffic, which is on Samish Way. You can see now that they removed an entire lane of traffic and installed a bicycle lane, which is actually very lightly used. And yet now, during the busier times of day, the traffic is backed up pretty much in both directions now, all the way on Samish Way and Ellis from Lakeway to the Samish Way overpass.
Okay.
And that never happened before until they removed the lane of traffic. So, Now what's going to happen is they're going to remove a lane of traffic on East Holly Street between Ellis and Bay Street, and they will retain the parking spaces, but we'll lose traffic capacity. And this is really a bad idea because, first of all, when the bicycles are going down Holly Street, they're going downhill. They're usually moving along at a pretty good clip and able to keep up with the traffic. And I haven't really seen there to be a real problem for the bicyclists there. But overall, I've lived here since 1979, and obviously we've had a lot more people living here than we used to. Mm-hmm. So traffic volumes have increased greatly. Our population in general is aging. We do have a few hills here, and in case anyone hasn't noticed, it rains quite a bit. Yeah. So, you know, bicycling is suitable for people who are younger and more active and who don't mind getting wet and going up and down the hills and such. But for a lot of us, I think that it's really going to mess up the traffic going down Holly. It's going to be just crawling along when you take out a lane of traffic. And the thing is, I also have noticed just in the last couple of years, I've for the very first time had trouble at times finding a parking space downtown. So now they're going to screw up the traffic on Holly Street and make it even more difficult for people to even drive downtown. And I have to say, I feel like a downtown Bellingham retail is going to suffer from this. I heard recently that the vacancy rates for retail had gone up significantly and that a lot of businesses were leaving downtown for a variety of reasons. And I've always gone out of my way to shop local and support our local businesses other than going to the big box stores or going online. But if it becomes so difficult to just drive downtown and find a place to park because they're removing traffic lanes, I'm going to be thinking more about just going to the places that are easy to get to with big parking lots or, sadly, just not shopping downtown and going more with online.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your thoughts, Forrest. It seems to me, though, that Holly, I guess, you know, the stretch from Ellis to State Street, that's generally, when I drive down there, it's fairly busy, I guess, traffic-wise. Once you get past State Street, it's kind of like, I know there's a few blocks that it's three lanes, and then you've got the one lane, the left lane just disappears because they've blocked it off for the, what do you call it? You know, the restaurants, yeah, that have right. moved into that area. And then right. and then it obviously then it cuts down even further because at Bay Street, you've got the right lane is a mandatory right turn. And then it's right. one lane going forward beyond that. But, I guess I see your concerns. And I know as far as the overall health of downtown, I know that's a focus of the new mayor. So we'll see how that goes. And but all right. Thanks for your thoughts.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate your call. Let's go to Tim in Everson before we take a break. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Joe. A couple things. Well, Jim called me out, and I'm not really sure why he called me out. Was it about global warming?
I'm not sure. Did he? I don't remember. Sometimes I get lost.
I think it was about global warming.
Okay.
And so I have a couple things to say about that. Yeah, I have a big truck. It's an F-350. Old enough that it doesn't require the DEF fluid, which is supposed to reduce your emissions.
Okay.
In the last 4 years, I had to do some backtracking on paperwork. In the last 4 years, I put 7,000 miles on that in 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right.
On a good day, I will get 19 or 20 miles a gallon. Now, Jim goes in between, it seems like, when he calls, between Seattle and Bellingham a lot.
Okay.
Okay. I can guarantee you, between the LED lights, which I don't use because they give me headaches, that I replaced all my fixtures with, and everything else I've done, the thermal windows and everything, I can guarantee you my carbon footprint, Jim, is far less than yours.
Okay. Well, I don't know how he travels, but we're just assuming.
Nonetheless.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. if he's taking transit, that's going whether he's riding it or not. But anyway, real quick.
Well, it might slow him down a little bit depending on how much he weighs. But right. anyway, the other thing is, one thing that Jim and I can probably agree, is I think, and Jack touched on this as well, I think EVs are the biggest scam of our lifetime.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And can I give you a few reasons real quick?
Real quick, yeah. Why do you think they're a scam? I think that's kind of a ridiculous assumption.
The weight of them, let me give you my reasons.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
The weight of them on the highways, and if they hit a guardrail, they're going to go straight through. Therefore, their tire wear is about four times quicker. Now, you guys had a segment on how they were creating a new asphalt because the tire wear was washing off. Jim is right on the cobalt. How they get the cobalt and the child labor involved, the lithium that Jack was referring to.
Okay, but you know all those substances that you know you stop making EVs. All those substances we use them in our phones. We use them in just about every appliance that we have a battery in. I mean,
what about the gas tax? How is the gas tax?
Well, that's an issue that's going to
repairs our road.
Right, and yeah, that's an issue that's going to have to be dealt with, and the drivers of EVs are going to have to pay it. Tim, I want to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. Michelle's been holding on. We got Kenneth on the line, and we'll hopefully hear from you too here on KGMI Connects in just a moment.
Hey, it's Les Schwab Tires. Right now, save up to $80 instantly, plus $50 with financing for a total of $130 off a set of four select tires. Our spring tire sale is a gift to say congrats, you made it through winter. Now you can swap out those winter tires for a fresher set at a lower price. Book an appointment online today. Les Schwab Tires, ranked number one by Forbes for customer service and auto repair and maintenance. Limited time offer while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
Hey, this is Deanna Haraluk with KGMI's all-new Pet Pulse. I'm a pet parent myself, and we all want the best for our critters, whether they're furry, feathered, hooved, or otherwise. The segment is brought to you by Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. Did you know that one in four pets suffer from obesity? Pet obesity can shorten your pet's lifespan by up to 2 years. Contact Whatcom Veterinary Hospital for a wellness exam today. And tune in to KGMI's Pet Pulse Wednesdays during the morning news at 6:20 and 7:50, and during the afternoon news at 5:20, right here on KGMI. Dedicated to service, shining a light on local individuals, law enforcement, and groups giving back to our community. Brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury in Bellingham.
Mackenzie Powell and family turned a negative into a positive when they discovered their new home had housed a seasonal colony of brown bats in the attic. After cleanup, they reached out to Bellingham Makerspace to create an alternate living space when the bats returned this spring. Enter local Girl Scout Amber Nearing, who took on the project of building 40 bat boxes. With a huge assist from Makerspace volunteers Sandy and Mark, the two families, the Bat Conservancy, and our local Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Bat Colony and the Powell family will safely coexist this spring.
Dedicated to service, brought to you by Nieder House of Luxury. Go see why they were recently voted Best Startup Business and Best Jewelry Store in the Northwest. Stop by today to view their beautiful selection of GIA-certified and lab-grown diamonds, plus unique custom designs with an in-house jeweler. Find them at 21 Bellwether Way next to Lombardi's Back Patio.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us. And once again, northbound I-5 is very slow at Ferndale due to this crash blocking the right lane at Portal Way. You need to get over to the left, get past. It's been clogging things up for last couple of hours, and traffic backed up past Main Street, it looks like, at this point. So just be patient. You can get by on the left, it looks like, but there's equipment on there to get this truck out of the ditch off to the right. So it's been a kind of a mess and might continue for a while as they work to get that out of the way. Let's go back to the phones here on KGMI Connects. Kenneth in Linden joins us. Hi, Kenneth.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Very good. What's on your mind here today?
I just had a little comment. Since October 1st, there's been over 20,000 Chinese illegals entering the country on the southern border, and those are just ones that just didn't get caught. And also, last Friday, I was driving down Boundary Road, which is adjacent to Zero Avenue and drove by a Border Patrol officer who had six Hispanic males, all in cuffs, sitting on the side of the road, and they all had backpacks and stuff, and he was waiting for backup. And, yeah, we're totally getting invaded.
Well, what's the answer?
I don't know. I worked the border for 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
And since retired. But, oh, man, what are we've got, you know, with the trying to get rid of the Department of Homeland Security chief. No, he shouldn't be in that job because he doesn't have our back at all.
Okay.
And so that's pretty much all I got.
All right, Kenneth, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Michelle in Bellingham. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. Completely agree with Kenneth 100%. He's 100% accurate. I'm going to make a couple of quick comments before I talk about why I disagree with Jim on the weather. First of all, I'm ecstatic that they arrested 46 protesters who blocked their freeway in the Seattle area and 52 protesters who blocked the freeway in the Eugene area. And that was fabulous. And they got to keep doing that. When I protested against the Vietnam War, more than 50 years ago, I never, ever would have done anything to block traffic, cause anything like that, any violence, anything whatsoever. We peacefully walked down sidewalks and at college campuses. There was never any violence, just peaceful protests, and that's the way it should be.
Okay.
The other thing is, I just got back from a 6,000-plus-mile road trip to Chicago. I called in yesterday. I don't think I mentioned it, but in California, Oregon, and Washington, I got I had to pay an average of – I got the cheapest gas I could find, and I still had to pay an average of more than $4.35. In the states Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Colorado.
Okay.
I had, and I don't count Chicago because I'm not stupid enough to buy gas in Blue, Illinois. It's crazy there.
Okay.
But anyway, the
it was much less, I take it. Okay.
The average was 318. Okay. Now, on the weather, Cliff Mass, the most famous weatherman in the Northwest, University of Washington professor for many years, wrote the definitive book, a great book called The Weather of the Pacific Northwest. It's a wonderful book. Cliff Mass, I've heard him say several times, I haven't met the man, and I'd like to, but I've heard him say several times that we do not have a serious climate crisis. What we have is gradual change. It's not that we can't ignore it, but it would be nice to have science help us out. You know, if we could create, you know, less carbon. I mean, there's lots of things we could do, hopefully, in the next 10, 20, 30 years. But it's not going to cause anywhere near the problem. Jim's totally wrong.
Okay.
And we can't give up our society. It's not going to cause anywhere near the problem that our horrendous problems at the border is causing us. And the border
two different, very
Mayorkas
different problems.
Needs to be put in jail, as far as I'm concerned, because he's a flat-out liar. He's either the most incompetent Homeland Secretary or a flat-out liar. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks. All right. Two different issues, though, I think. Climate change, the border, what have you. Let's see. Let's go to Doug in Bellingham. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Joe. Thank you for having me on.
You bet.
Appreciate your patience. I more strongly than ever believe that liberals and conservatives are one family.
Okay.
And that liberalism and conservatism is one process, that we truly need to listen to each other to try and uncover truth. And it needs to be a heart-to-heart conversation. That is, my heart speaking with the other person's heart and the other person's heart speaking to my heart. And those are difficult conversations. By definition, we're far apart on many issues. But the more we listen to each other heart-to-heart, the more we allow ourselves to cry our tears out and be honest and cry our tears out, I believe that we'll start moving towards a healthier existence.
Well, and I agree with you, and I, you know, just thinking about our conversation today, I mean, it shows that we as individuals, depending on what our perspective is, have different issues. We have issues that are important to us, and why isn't everybody concerned about the border, or why isn't everybody concerned about climate change, and why doesn't everybody believe the way I believe? And the only way we can get beyond that kind of thinking is to talk about it and to discuss things and understand, okay, this is why this person wants something done at the border. I don't see as pressing of an issue, or I don't see climate change as pressing as an issue as this person. But, well, maybe there's something to their concern, and maybe we should. And I agree with Michelle, I think, to a degree, in that the is it a climate crisis? It's a slow building thing. Obviously, we don't see a huge change in our climate. And I thanks for your call, Doug. I just got a moment or so left. But, you know, we don't see this overnight change in our climate, but it is a gradual thing that is going to cause a lot of effects, negative effects over years. And so we're talking about down the road, you know, for future generations, if whether that sounds corny or not, but it's really true, and making the world a more livable place for everyone. At the same time, I mean, as far as the border, well, we need to take steps to deal with that, and we need to work together to do it. Partisan bickering and finger pointing and politicking isn't going to change it, isn't going to fix the border. Just some of my thoughts as we wrap up today. Once again, northbound I-5, still a mess, and Jason will keep you up to date on that during the afternoon news coming up next. Get over to the left there near Portal Way to get past that crash, and we'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock, here on KGMI Connects.